A large crowd of people from different walks of life gathered at the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini in Tehran to once again pay tribute to the late Ayatollah on the 22nd anniversary of his departure. Addressing a large crowd of mourners, leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, highlighted the impact of the Islamic Revolution on regional developments and the Islamic awakening across Muslim nations.
حرکت اسلامی است، مردمی است، ضد آمریکایی است، ما با این حرکت همراهیم. اما اگر در جایی ببینیم یک حرکتی به راه افتاده است با تحریک آمریکایی ها، با تحریک صهیونیست ها، با اون حرکت همراهی نمی کنیم. ما با حرکت های ضد آمریکایی و ضد صهیونیستی همراهیم. اونجایی که خود آمریکا و خود صهیونیست ها وارد میدان می شوند تا یک رژیمی را ساقط کنند، تا یک کشوری را اشغال کنند، اونجا ما نقطه مقابل حرکت آمریکایی ها قرار می گیریم.
Ayatollah Khomeini also pointed to the issue of Palestine, which was one of the main concerns of the late Ayatollah Khomeini.
موضع ما در مقابل فلسطین هم موضع روشنی است. ما معتقدیم سرزمین فلسطین، کشور فلسطین یک جا متعلق به فلسطینی هاست. اون کسانی که سعی کردن نقشه فلسطین را از روی صفحه جغرافیا پاک کنن اشتباه کردن. چنین اتفاقی نخواهد افتاد. فلسطین باقی است. چند دهه‌ای غاصبان اون رو غصب کردن، دوباره به مردم فلسطین و به آغوش اسلام برخواهد گشت بدون تردید، و مردم فلسطین هم بیدارند و این اتفاق خواهد افتاد و فلسطین تجزیه پذیر هم نیست.
Other main points highlighted by the leader of the Islamic Republic in his keynote speech are as follows. He described the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt as great developments. He predicted that other nations, including the Bahraini people, will also achieve victory. He warned of a U.S. plot to hijack regional developments. Ayatollah Khomeini also urged Arab nations to beware of Western plots to sow sectarian and ethnic divisions in those countries. He slammed Washington for its silence on Bahrain's crackdown on peaceful protests. He further noted that the Iranian nation is still following the same path set by Ayatollah Khomeini back in 1979.
I think his men, he live for other people, because if you see of his life, you will agree with me that this was gifted from the God. So it's a gift for Iranian people and all Muslim in the world.
After leading the Islamic Revolution in the most difficult situations, Ayatollah Khomeini was hospitalized in late May 1989. He passed away on June 4th of the same year.
I believe that the developments and uprisings that we see in regional countries today is the result of the impact of the Islamic Revolution, founded by the late Imam Khomeini, who encouraged the oppressed nations to stand up for their rights.
People consider the late Ayatollah Khomeini as a person who changed history only with the power of faith and reliance on people.
As the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini has said, Imam Khomeini was a reality. Reality is eternal. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.